Unit 11. Advertising.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the advertisement carefully. Try to find and correct the 10 mistakes in the following passage.
Mara shoes for men and women are designed for comfort. They are available in all sizes, widths and colours. If you want style, if you want comfort, if you want quality, then Mara shoes are for you. You can save as much as 70% off quality shoes. Hurry, come to Mara Shoes. We guarantee you will fall in love with our shoes. Buy one pair and you will get 50% off the second pair. We are conveniently located on Spring Street. Come today. What are you waiting for? Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the advertisement again and underline the words and phrases that attract your attention to the shoes.
Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the advertisement carefully and fill in the blanks with the information you get from the tape.
Would you like to have brunch or dinner in beautiful surroundings? The homestead offers a warm, elegant atmosphere. You can invite 100 to 250 guests. We have 5 beautifully decorated dining rooms. Our service is excellent. And our delicious meals are prepared by our wonderful cook, Peter Savin. When you book a brunch, a luncheon, or a dinner, you will have a meal that you will remember. We are located 20 minutes from downtown Halifax. We have lots of parking space. For bookings or reservations, call us at 555-9000.
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to this advertisement again and underline the words and phrases that attract your attention. Then work in groups to discuss the following question. What other words or phrases in ads are often used to attract people's attention?
Listening 3. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the information you get from the tape.
Advertising has become a very specialized activity in modern times. In the business world of today, supply is usually greater than demand. There is great competition between different manufacturers of the same kind of product to persuade customers to buy their own particular brand. They always have to remind the consumer of the name and the qualities of their product. They do this by advertising. The manufacturer advertises in the newspapers and on posters. He sometimes pays for songs about his product in commercial radio programs. He employs attractive sales girls to distribute samples. Most important of all, in countries that have television, He has advertisements put into programs that will accept them. Manufacturers often spend large sums of money on advertisements. We buy a particular product because we think that it is the best. We usually think so because of the advertisements that say so. Some people never pause to ask themselves if the advertisements are telling the truth. Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen again and check your answers. Then discuss with your partner the following questions. 1. What other methods does the manufacturer use to advertise a product? 2. Which method do you think is the most effective?
Part 4. Further development. 1. What appeals do ads make?
Step 2. Listen to the following passage twice and note down people's desires mentioned in the passage. People can be persuaded to make certain choices if someone promises something they want. We all have certain instincts, desires, needs, feelings, and weaknesses as human beings. A person who suggests that a certain need will be satisfied will have us ready to do what he wants us to do, unless we can spot what he is up to. As Dr. Samuel Johnson, a famous writer, once said, "Promise, large promise, is the soul of an advertisement." Some of the desires people have are to be important or to be with important people, to seem better off than others, to enjoy a life of pleasure, to feel safe and secure, especially in old age, to feel accepted and liked by other people, to feel strong and powerful, physically and otherwise, to escape some dull work, to protect their family, to be admired and perhaps envied in some way, to get ahead of other people, to be like other people in certain respects, to be told how to solve their problems easily,